in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Oh, so lovely and effervescent Storytime introduction, lady. You look so lovely this morning. Well, today's story is titled Longevity.
Longevity!
Thank you, Chauncey. Nice job, fella. All right. Well, once upon a time, 80-year-old Joseph Bertoli showed up for his annual medical checkup when young Dr. Schlibbleman walked in. He looked at the chart, then looked at Mr. Bertoli and asked,
"How do you stay in such great physical condition, Mr. Bertoli?"
"Well, I'm Italian, and I play tennis. Every morning before breakfast, I'm on the court hitting the balls. Then a good breakfast with a little wine to wash it down."
At this, Dr. Schlibbleman, a little skeptical, said,
"Well, I'm sure that helps, but there's gotta be more to it. How old was your dad when he died?"
"Who said my dad's dead?"
"You mean you're 80 years old and your dad's still alive? How old is he?"
"He's 100. In fact, he played tennis with me this morning. He's Italian, and he's a tennis player, too."
"Well, now that's great, but I'm sure there's more to it than that. How about your dad's dad? How old was he when he died?"
"Who said my grandpa's dead?"
"Oh, come on. You mean you're 80 years old and your grandfather's still living? That's incredible. How old is he?"
"He's 118.
Well, at this point, Dr. Schlibbleman's getting a little frustrated.
"So I guess he played tennis with you, too, huh?"
"No, Grandpa couldn't go this morning. He's getting married today."
"Oh, come on. Getting married? Why would a 118-year-old guy want to get married?"
"Who said he wanted to?"
Don't!